Bowen given liberty makes full statement. Atlanta Journal. Wednesday, May 7, 1913. P.P. Bowen, who was arrested here yesterday on suspicion in connection with an Atlanta case and who was released last night, made this statement today. My father is S.C. Bowen. He lives at Noonan Gay. I told the detectives that they had made a mistake at the time they arrested me, and knew that they would soon find this to be so if they investigated my references and letters. Of course, I was scared when they entered my room. I did meet them at the door with an open knife, and before I knew who they were, I did say that if I had a gun, they would not have come into my room. I meant it too. Bowen gives his record since 1908 as follows. Left home in 1908 to work for a transfer and storage company in Atlanta. In 1910 worked for the Southern Railroad. In 1912 went to the Rock Island Railroad at El Dorado Arc, as a master car builder's clerk. In 1913 went to Tyler Texont, as private stenographer to H.D. Earle, division superintendent of the Cotton Belt Railroad. Left the employ of Mr. Earle April 28 last, and came to Houston Sunday night. I obtained a position with the Southern Pacific Railroad as a master car builder's clerk soon after I arrived in Houston, and was to have started to work Tuesday morning. I guess that job is a chance gone by now. The statement of Bowen was substantiated by the chief of police, and Bowen's final words as he left the police station were, I wish that you would print my statement. I am not a scoundrel. I really have been done an injustice by this thing. I don't blame the men so much that is their business to arrest suspects, but I don't think they have treated me exactly right.